So we have Jeff Brooks here. He's a founder of a minority Buddhist group called the Great Western Vehicle. Started in Tucson, Arizona. And so I know we talked about this before, Jeff, but how exactly did you come to create this minority Buddhist group?
Well, I guess it really began because I didn't feel that any particular Buddhist organization that I connected with valued what I had to offer or my or understood my perspective, my Buddhism. And further, I actually found myself marginalized in every Buddhist group because of my charismatic point of view.
Marginalized in what way? How did they marginalize you?
Well, I was the secretary of the largest Vipassana meditation group in Arizona. And when it came out that I was interested in jhana, I was basically asked to resign my position as a board member.
Could you explain what jhana is for those who maybe aren't familiar with the Buddhist experience?
The English equivalent term for the term jhana, which is a Pali term, would be ecstasy. So, you know, in the sense that Teresa of Avila would use that word ecstasy, when the Christian mystics, you know, to them, they were interested in cultivating the direct experience of the sacred or God, and to them they called that direct experience ecstasy, which was an altered state of consciousness. And so if you read early Buddhist literature, you find that the Buddha is quoted using a term called jhana, and that term jhana he defined in terms of bliss and joy. And so to me, you know, it's almost exactly equal to the way Teresa of Avila used the word ecstasy.
This word for the Buddhist ecstatic experience, jhana, how have you found the mainline Buddhist community viewing experiences in jhana?
Generally, the mainstream forms of Buddhism treat the term jhana as though it's like witchcraft. So when the term is brought up, most priests will ignore the term and not respond at all. And I found myself shunned when I, you know, used the term or referred to it indirectly by describing my meditation experiences.
Do you know why they might feel that way? Have you ever been given a reason, or other than just
no, they won't talk about it. They won't talk about it. I just get the attitude, and then what I've done is I've interpreted their responses and read their commentaries and realized that for them, jhana has been demonized because it's associated also with contact with the spirit world and that kind of stuff. And for them, that smacks of devil worship. You know, if this was a Christian context, they would call it devil worship.
Interesting. And this led you to eventually found your group. Now, what exactly is the Great Western Vehicle? What is your mission statement?
Well, the Great Western Vehicle basically is interested in promoting ecstatic Buddhism and charismatic meditation. So what ecstatic Buddhism is simply a form of Buddhism that is aligned with the experience or cultivating the experience of bliss, joy, and ecstasy through the practice of meditation and leading a contemplative life. And through that contemplative life that is ecstatic, it produces charisms. And so we're charismatic. And those charisms are spontaneous movements, can be speaking in tongues even, very similar to Christian charismatic movements. But we also have out-of-body experiences, and then we have these ecstatic states, and you know, intuition, you know, those kinds of things arise from the practice of charismatic meditation.
Yes, we were, I think we were in a discussion online one day, and you mentioned something about some kind of alternative fuel program being sponsored or funded by the Great Western Vehicle. What exactly is that?
Well, the Alternative Fuels Program, or what we call the GWV Biofuels Project, the purpose of that is really, in a sense, alternative funding for us. So that since we have been marginalized in the Buddhist community, we don't very often attract funding. The community at large is cautious of the Great Western Vehicle because the priesthood of the various vehicles of Buddhism